heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Kremlin confirming that a meeting is being set up between President Trump and President Vladimir Putin. The question, will Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also be there? Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
This follows a meeting in Moscow on Wednesday between Putin and Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Following that meeting, the official said Witkoff told President Trump that Putin would like to meet with him, which President Trump said he is open to, if Putin also meets with Zelensky.
The Kremlin not indicating it would be open to such a meeting with Zelensky as well. A computer glitch has left thousands of United Airlines customers stranded in airports and on planes. There was a nationwide ground stop yesterday. It's now been lifted, but there are many residual delays and about 100 cancellations today already. The Trump reciprocal tariffs on more than 60 countries kicking in at midnight. The White House says the move will create more American jobs. This is ABC News. More cases of Legionnaire's disease confirmed across the country, including at a retirement community in Michigan and at apartment buildings in Harlem, New York.
At least three people losing their lives in recent days, with up to 70 cases now reported. Experts say the bacteria can often be traced to water treatment facilities not properly maintained. It can also be spread through humidifiers and condensers from large air conditioning systems. In the New York cases, nearly a dozen cooling towers have been identified as the culprit.
ABC's Lana Moise. Another day of air quality alerts for some northern cities thanks to Canadian wildfires that are still burning, but things are getting a little bit better.
We'll still have smoky skies into the Great Lakes in the Northeast, but the smoke is definitely thinning out. We're smoke and haze from Buffalo about Albany, the I-95 corridor looking a little bit better.
ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg. Chicago and Detroit have had it the worst, both cities frequently this week on the list of worst cities in the world for air quality. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. Be safe playing in the water this summer. Melissa Kay has more.
With an estimated 4,000 fatal drownings each year in the U.S., it's important to understand that drowning doesn't look like you think it does.
It doesn't look like what we see on television or in the movies or even on the cartoons. It's really a silent action.
That's Michael Fraley, trauma registrar at Aspirus Health and team leader of the Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team. He says a drowning person likely won't be able to yell or wave for help.
They can't breathe, so they can't make noise. So they're not going to be screaming like we think that they are.
Fraley explains that a person who is drowning is usually in an upright position, but not able to keep their head high enough to keep their mouth above the water.
The most that you probably noticed was that the person's just not connected to anything. You know, they may be looking in the wrong direction. They don't seem like they're focused on anything. Maybe their eyes are closed. Maybe their head is tilted back, trying to gasp for air, but they're not able to interact or even really kind of understand what's going on.
It's important to act quickly when someone is in distress. Fraley says you only have about 20 to 60 seconds before they slip underneath the water, but it's also important to not put yourself at risk.
You don't want to get, you know, too close to the person so that they grab onto you and pull you down. You want to try and get behind them. First and foremost, you want to go out there with some sort of a device that they can grab onto instead of grabbing onto you.
Acting quickly can help prevent a tragedy, but the rescuer shouldn't put themselves at risk. Knowing where rescue aids are located can help save valuable time in a drowning emergency. And knowing what to look for and how quickly drowning can happen can help save lives.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Another sweep for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 to complete another three-game sweep. The team has tonight off before hosting the Mets tomorrow night. At the Packers training camp in Green Bay, Jordan Love talked about his story running on the website The Players Tribune about the loss of his father at the age of 14 after he committed suicide. The family says that Orban Love, age 51, had an adverse reaction to a heart medication that led to mental illness.
So my marketing agent was one who connected me. They approached and wanted to be able to write my story. It's just the real stuff that's happened in my life. So, I think it's very cool to be able to share that. And I think there's some stuff, in my story that, I think a lot of people relate to and have been in similar situations. So whatever things people might be going through, just keep going and keep pushing through is really the message of it. I appreciate them for giving me that opportunity.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s.
It's 64 at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW, and Dan Marcus here. One of my favorite actresses, Charlize Theron, hits the big 5-0. Her first movie part, if I understand this correctly, was when she played the girlfriend of the drummer in That Thing You Do, which was a Tom Hanks movie. A great movie about a made-up 60s band from Erie, Pennsylvania. And she was the not too into it, the music scene, girlfriend of Shades. Some big 5-0 for her today, and happy birthday to her. Here's a group, by the way, that they're still together from the 60s. They got back together, all originals, and they're going out on tour. The Zombies, WGBW.
It's the time of the season. Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Like me, has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
The C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
Just
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW FM. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. Appreciate you being here. I really do. 7:16. If you found us, congratulations. Spread the word, would you? Because a little later on today, some other familiar names and voices will be on the station. Laura McKenna steps in at 9 o'clock following me. And Eric Westfall will be here this afternoon. And Pete Schwabba is tonight. So a lot of Green Bay people just kind of jazzing up the airwaves in Green Bay. 65, the current temperature. We're going to see some mid-80s for a high today, maybe some showers. Tomorrow, definitely some showers, and it looks like it might get wet for Saturday's preseason game. We'll get the full forecast a little later on WGBW.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times, they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song.
Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you.
Three Dog Night, saw them sing that on the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour when John Wayne was the guest. Yeah, that's dating myself. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WGBW. Local news, timeless hits, WGBW.
Change, change, change.
Papa, love you. I thought you were my man.
97.9 WGBW with a unique blend of great tunes, timeless hits, we call them, and local news. Let's get you up to speed now in WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. As Canadian wildfires burn, a Wisconsin lawmaker is joining the call for Canada to adopt better wildfire practices. State Representative Calvin Callahan, a Republican from Tomahawk, has signed on to a complaint submitted to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and the International Joint Commission. That commission mediates boundary water disputes between the U.S. and Canada. Canada's Natural Resources Department says wildfires are a global problem, worsened by climate change. They say a warmer climate with weaker winters and stronger and longer summers means more wildfire risk. Wisconsin's wildfire season is getting longer, too. DNR wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley spoke to Civic Media's Parker Olson.
In the last 2 years, we've definitely seen some earlier fire seasons.
Northwoods Congressman Tom Tiffany has called on the Trump administration to include wildfire management in tariff talks with Canada. Senator Tammy Baldwin pushed back on that idea yesterday. She pointed to other available channels, like the State Department. Meanwhile, BakeCare Aurora is the largest taxpayer in Green Bay. That's according to the Green Bay Press-Gazette, which looked at the city's financial audit for 2024. The audit says the property tax base is relatively broad. The top 25 taxpayers make up just 9% of the total property valuation. Property taxes also grew last year by 7% outside tax increment districts and by 8% including them. Last year, Green Bay also got a $3.3 million bump in shared revenue from the state. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The harvest of one of Wisconsin's more unique specialty crops is underway, but it's not going as well as they'd hope. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and the mint harvest is below where they'd like it to be. Richard Gums with Gums Farms is here to give a look into why that is.
Mint harvest is not going as well as it should. We've only been into it now about 10 days, but the oil quantity that we're receiving is not meeting our expectations. I'm a little concerned that the cloudy days that we had earlier in July and the haze and the smoke is really affecting the sunlight penetration, which is what helps form the oil in the leaves. So consequently, yield is extremely below par.
Gums also says that they only have about 7 to 10 days for the weather to change to have a better end of the season. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at how the markets are moving. Cash corn is up 1.5 cents at 381.25, with new crop corn up 2.25 cents at 403.5. Cash soybeans are down 0.75 cents at 964.75, with new crop soybeans down 0.25 cents at 984.25. September wheat contracts are moving 2.25 cents higher, 510.75. Looking at Class 3 milk, September contracts are up 8 cents at 1851 hundredweight, and October contracts are up 9 cents at $18.54 hundredweight. Yesterday, 40-pound blocks of cheese closed down a quarter of a penny at $1.80, and butter closed down a penny at $2.43. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s. Right now, it's 65.
Time this is WGBW. Let's see now. Peter Noon and Hermes Hermes. He don't know much about. He's failing at geography, trigonometry, algebra, history, science, and French. But he likes you. What a catch.
to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time.
The Birds, and the station with local news and timeless hits, WGBW. Brewers having a great season, aren't they? I mean, they still have the best record in the major leagues. They won last night. They're off tonight. They're four games ahead of the Cubs in the division. Mike Clemens has more at top of the hour.
Yeah.
Orleans is still the one. And it makes me think I should have been a songwriter. Because I could write lyrics like, "You still scratch my itch." Good morning, Dan Marcus. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 747, 66 degrees right now. A couple of things going on at the Meyer Theater tonight. This is the final weekend for Found My Thrill on Scrays Hill with Let Me Be Frank Productions. Also going on at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center, there's a folk opera called Hadestown, Teen Edition. And not sure what that's about, except you can explore yourself if you go to ashwaubenonpac.org and then click on events. Just giving you a heads up. WGBW.
Milwaukee baseball was born in the Emerald City, but any ties to the Pacific Northwest were cut loose decades ago. Pella has an interesting history as well. Born in Pella, Iowa, but their century-long history of crafting quality windows and doors there continues to this day. Designed with innovation and rigorously tested for quality and performance, get long-term energy savings and durability that lasts for years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Order by August 31st and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Ladies, if you've been looking for an opportunity to learn how to defend yourself, here's one now. It's Amanda with another new VSCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Friday from 11:30 to 1:30 at Family Shooting Academy in Green Bay, you can register for a women's personal safety class. You're going to learn 5 powerful situational awareness tips to avoid threats, critical steps to keep yourself safe, and how to mentally and legally prepare yourself. Best part, this class is free. Sign up now. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
News and timeless hits, WGBW 97.9. I didn't realize it when I put this next song here, but go from "Who'll Stop the Rain" to "Lightning Strikes." Total accident. complete coincidence.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey-o. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-o. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey-o. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, and she's in my
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Thank you.
Midday News on WGBW follows Johnny Rivers. Did it.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. A million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he is directing the Commerce Department to begin work on what he calls a new and highly accurate census. This one would exclude those in the country illegally. The president's new tariffs kicked in at midnight, says ABC's Rachel Scott at the White House.
After months of pauses and extensions, overnight, President Trump's punishing new tariffs finally snapping into effect. More than 90 countries now facing tariffs ranging